have a big attendance at the association meetings, and it's really fallen off. We're going to have, before we get into the main discussion of this meeting, which is landscaping, we have a few other things that we want to go through. Karen's going to make a report on what's been going on for her end of the association, and then we'll introduce the whole landscape presentation.
I'm going to turn it over to Carrie, because she has started with her. Okay, thank you. Hi, everybody. I wanted to just also point out that we appreciate your patience in trying to work through technology so that property owners who want to be able to hear. So we're going to ask you at the end if you have comments or questions, if you could talk to the podium and be real careful with wires. I need to try to connect to these speakers so that we might listen to this later and as we record it with a period of time and questions. I wanted to just give a really quick update on a couple of things that have been happening at the location. One is the stick room, we have a new hire. I don't know if all of you had a chance to meet Julie. Julie is has come to us by way of Ohio, Inland, and is now living in the coast. And she's a great addition to our team. She is also parent with the sexual review side of things and is our sexual review associate. So I hope that you get a chance to meet her. We share an answer, so she'll be able to recognize you when you call her. We are still continuing to perform administrative guidance to work through our audit, and it should be finished fairly shortly. We have had the report back. Together a number of collateral before Jane left. She has been helping us to get some pieces. We'll continue to do that over the next few weeks. I wanted to just bring a couple of students. She was mentioned, and in our copy of the mission, if you'd like to take some of these with you. One is association centerized, so if you have friends or family who want to have a wedding, reserve bill reception, reserve dinner, family, be in town for a larger gathering. You might pick one of these up to make it as a member of the association, you need to pray for that. So, all of that is in the book. The other piece of Jane, to send out for us, and I hope that you all got it in your own report, it's going to be a sheet or name with this session about four names and names you can get that. I hope that people have a chance to look at it. And let's see. So far this year, we've lived in this building. We've had 7 weeks of sessions. We received many letters, emails, phone calls about the new landscape guidelines, which aren't really changed very much, but it's good to know that people are concerned, and we're here today to listen to what you have to say. But first, we have staff has worked hard on a presentation to try to answer some of the concerns and questions that have already come to us in those emails. So if you would hold your remarks and comments until they are finished with the presentation, that would be great. And then we hope there's time for everybody to say what they need to. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the chair of the ARC to introduce Patrick.
And I forgot to do one thing. I was going to give you the recap of the member survey that we just did. And it does tie directly into today's conversation, so I apologize. I skipped that.
this is not on the quite a lot, but you know that we gave people almost 10 days to respond to the survey, and we had a total of 193 responses, which is a total of about 70% response rate, which sometimes the industry gets 4 or 5, that's good. We usually cover between 18, 22, depending on the issue. So, you know, we have another question. And non-modules have to say email left as well, so you don't have to take me up. I wanted to just point out a couple of things in the survey. We asked members of great executives of the communication, specifically the IR report, the email left, and the monthly IR report. And, you know, I think there's I always look for the other side of the spectrum. The below average is very poor. Trying to see what we can do better there or not. But I was pretty pleased that over 3/4 of the respondents appreciated I'm important and the email had above average. One of the things that we've been trying to look at over time are some complete picture items that have involved with it, or have come up on our doorstep. Let's start with the involvement.
honor of introducing Karen's presentation on the landscaping that I find. But first, I wanted to just bring in a little bit of backstory. The ARC has been working for the last few years to simplify the W5 guidelines, make them more workable, make them more friendly, make it an easier process for people who want to build houses. Increasingly, have the flexibility in what you can and can't do. Even introducing new colors to the accepted color list that varies greatly from gray. And then we turned our attention to landscaping. Our goal is, with the island at about 50% build out, to maintain the island's natural beauty, to protect and the maintain the protection that's afforded by the forest, the dune plantings, and the understory. And that is not, and I really can't emphasize this enough, that is not to say that we don't want homeowners to enjoy gardening on their properties and landscaping their lives. We just want to have a conversation about any changes that you want to make. Karen will show examples of what prompted this action. We've had some pretty draconian, horrible things happen on the island, and we just want to avoid that. So before somebody goes and clears their lot, make a phone call, say, hey, look, I'm thinking about doing this. Is it okay? Is it not okay? What can I do? We didn't do this work in a vacuum. We had a huge reference meeting. Instead, everybody invited all the landscape architects, all the architects, all the builders. Limited was there. The Conservancy was there. We had some horticulturists from NC State Cooperative Extension come to talk. I mean, anybody in the property line who brought to that meeting. We had several other meetings which we would like to publish. We just wanted to be able to say, we did a survey. 13% of the people chose to answer it. We want to hear your opinion. And again, I want to emphasize this. The document is not set in stone. It's ink and paper. It's a living, working, breathing process, and we want to keep moving it. So what you have to say to us today is going to be taken into account before we finalize this document. We went with a percentage of native plants. Certainly, maybe a large percentage, 70%, but there are communities and there are people in our community who are saying that that's way too liberal. Does not mean that if you're at the market and you see a bucket of mom and it makes you happy to be, you shouldn't buy it or you should have to call Karen for it. Just do it. Enjoy your home. This is what we're going to do plans just saw. My plan also going forward is to take a beautiful list of plants that one of our island residents who's a botanist and compiled for us and put together a website that has photographs of them and descriptions of each plant and how they grow and where they grow. That when you're planning your garden, you have a living, breathing, beautiful thing to work with. You know, when I was building my house and I still didn't talk to the IRC many years ago, that would have kept me happy for hours just playing and just working my plant in my yard. So we want this to be something that works for you. And that's it. And that's how it's going to be.
And I'm really excited that President Baldwin is a little over 50 to build out every year and the island continues to develop habitat for pleasant homeside, preservation of other storage trees and native plants becomes more critical. The landscape guidelines went from a 20-page document to about a 6-page document with plant lists. This was done to make more of a working document, clearer, user-friendly. The updates in the landscape guidelines are based on the idea that native plants contribute to the overall resilience of the island and support native wildlife of all kinds. This value is repeatedly reinforced by the VHI Conservancy and with that and the property owner survey during this show. The new landscape plan says the plan for new landscape plan. The updated guideline includes 7% minimum of BHI native plant material and a maximum of 10% exotic. Exotic plants are defined as not native to BHI or North Carolina. There is provision for landscape plant conditions exist that are non-invasive could be considered if they are accompanied by documentation of their status. These lists are subject to change and addition and are part of the evolution of the design guidelines. Continuing evolution anyway. And to give an example of some of the things we see from time to time, recently a landscaper that's worked on VHI for many years submitted a plan, a landscape plan with maize grass, which is an invasive. What he submitted was a cultivar of maize grass, which is listed as feral. However, there's evidence that when the perennial plant comes back in future years, it may no longer be feral. Maize grass is what the current progression out of the pond that will the landscaper decided after doing his own research that he would substitute for another plant, but he thought the information out there was conflicting. So it was enough then for him to agree that it shouldn't be used. Potted plants, people back about potted plants are considered decorative items. The guidelines do ask that prior to installing landscape improvement plans or alterations, please consult with the ARC coordinator to determine if the plant are invasive or not invasive. Just picking stuff up and loads, see what the front call, just to make sure that they're not invasive. And so if you're planning to do some landscape work, our office will be able to help you determine whether you can use it as a mid-landscape plant or it's just something, you know, minor that you just did, whatever. This procedure replaced the previous $1,000 threshold. The old guideline said that as long as you put everything in $1,000, you can do it. Without consulting ARC, it was really no way to enforce the threshold to say what the $1,000 would work. That's why this particular guideline is really about more creating a conversation. It's not about, it is regulating it to a degree, but it's also about just having a conversation so we don't get any thoughts to us that dangerous in the future is going to be problematic. Another update includes the size of trees and limbs that require ARC approval before removal. Trees 1 inch or larger at 4 foot apart, measured from the base of the trunk, going along the trunk. The former guideline read that 3 inches or larger at the 4 feet mark from the ground. So that's the one originally was that. The two basic reasons for the thoughts behind the change were one, the horizontal growth pattern created by the installed trees, potentially less areas important to the ecology out of the loop. Second reason was the protection of dogs. And if you look here, you see this house. This house has all the years of growth and whatever. And then if you look to all that growth has been removed under that $1,000 threshold, and you call that all sideways, growing, horizontally growing. So it did not meet the threshold of the 4 foot. So that's why this particular thing became important. The update also includes the review of the removal of limbs 3 inches or larger. Something like that comes out small then, such a half, so that's not what that's meant to. Closer growth to 2 square feet or more at ground level. The addition of closer growth was twofold. For example, beach and forest areas or vegetation, small super clusters were not part of the previous discussion, and they play an important role in stabilizing the beach and providing habitat for wildlife. 2.5 years ago, the ARC streamlined the tree and limb approval process to be more responsive and timely to request by property owners. They already created a subcommittee with the authority to review and approve the request quickly and efficiently with any consultation to the village. So that process, we try to be responsible just as desirable trees and shrubs. There has been a recent reversal of salt based on Scientific American that a chemical in Roundup is now listed possibly carcinogen. That said, the guidelines don't ban Roundup, but they just say that it needs to be controlled. You answered a question that has been asked by property owners. The use of pine straw is not restricted. While the guidelines do not encourage the use of herbicide, ritual maintenance is expected. Property owners do not have to remove existing plants from their yard. Just to be, like all pre-existing approved projects, grandfather status applies to existing landscape as well. When doing a new build, the site plan and the landscape plan typically include the trees and areas to be cleared. Once the plan is approved, then the updated guidelines provide for areas not designated for the service to remain unserved. That's why contractors put up limits of construction fence. And we are also working with builders on site when we're doing the initial site management section. And the builder has issues with fence placement, and they're not able to.
been around a lot, live on Cape Fear Trail. I got some real concerns about this, and I'll start with your comment about the conservatives. Information and the participation that I've had and the discussions I've had with our executive director and the input that she's given is just not really accurate. I've got some emails because I started back to, you may remember, back last year when folks was working on this and was giving input. I personally asked Dr. Dorsey did provide input a couple of times. I went back and looked at the last input that the markups, the Word doc markups that she had, that she sent back that I was aware of. And it some of the things that I had done detailed analysis, I'm not trying to start calling specific, but it's just it's really it changed so
it's not eradicated, it still pops up, it still comes back, the only one.
again, to say that you can't use or shouldn't use at all those kind of agents is not realistic, or to say that it is damaging to the water supply, to my knowledge, is not accurate, and there's not science to support that. So I don't know where the ship came after the input that we tried to work and provide, or why the ship just is the tone of encourage versus
require. Thank you, Dick. What I think we'll try to do as we move ahead with these documents is have the conservancy have a little bit more active role.
Well, part of what documents you're talking about, which is a very rural last year document, who then came to a meeting here when we had that big meeting, and we all talked about things, and she participated in that meeting, and that's what we're really basing her comments there. This is an evolution, right? It was the 2015 version, and this is like the update with the other version.
We're here to listen to everybody. The input, the last piece, I talked to her this week.
Is there anyone else?
Hello, I'm Jay Ugly at your 11-1 Fall Deadline. And you are in my wheelhouse here. I call two walks to the Ocean Isle Beach of the native vegetation in my backyard. And I watched. They rewrote the wall from noxious to nuisance. And the nuisance became the definition of whatever the town mayor decided was a nuisance. And if you want to look like Ocean Isle Beach, keep going the direction we're going. This is just one example. They are all over this island. It has been decimated in the last 10 years. Now, some of you know I'm a history buff around here. Those who don't know me, I built that museum over here and went from 1992 to Great Lawn Hill. And that's what I'm talking about. In 1960, there was a war, basically, between the environmental community, this new going green environmental community, and the development community. And Bald Hill Island, which was not owned by us, it was Carolina Shakespeare Corporation, began to want to develop over what we were going to do. And we, the only reason the state gave way and let this island be developed is because we promised. Oh, we put every sacred oath out you can imagine that we were going to be the greenest place there ever was. And actually, we did a lot of things right. Okay? Now, the proof of that is over in the museum, and I've been trying to get it, but they're busy. But I've actually read the records myself, and it is documented, the fight. I do have current documentation on that. We are actually noted in the history book, and Bald Hill Island was singled out for this environmental issue. So I would like to thank anybody who's willing to stand up and fight to keep this island the way it was supposed to be. Let's see if it's over here, and I haven't seen it for many years, didn't recognize it. There's some of us around that still know what that mission was supposed to be. And we shouldn't be arguing over, I think there's nothing more dangerous in the world than a man with a power tool and a Roundup. Thank you. I've had personal experience, and my husband learned the lesson about drift from when he got out there when I was gone to do a little Roundup back in early in our marriage. And that's close to we ever came to divorce. I can tell you that. It was World War III in our house. But I have submitted to the POA documents, and I am afraid over in your neighborhood, Mr. Johnson, it's like a lot of people have been round up and been clearing out every smack dab of understory there is and rolling out mulch swamps on pine scrub along. We are becoming the land of the lost. So I'm not going to get in with you with over fighting over whether you can never
Japanese Roundup, one or two disease Roundup.
The thing is the spirit of the thing. We have a sacred commitment to keep this island the way it is. Now, I almost regret in one way some of the things that did happen because it, and I really didn't oppose it because maybe we needed some big open space, but it began to think, well, if they can have grass here, why can't I have grass in my yard? I remember grass wars. I don't know if anybody here, Glenn, you remember grass wars? Yes, we had grass wars there for a while. And when Lynn did this, set that big park area in the second unit, no, that began grass wars. I've seen it all. Guys, if you want to look like Ocean Isle, move to Ocean Isle. Leave this place special.
Hi, I'm Donna from Wagonville Trail. Have you been here a while? I tell you, I'm feeling what you're saying because whenever I go up this island, I really actually live anywhere else anymore because when I go up this island, all I see is parking lots and big box stores. But anyway, so I so appreciate the native landscaping idea. I just ask the board as you do all of these new guidelines on everything, houses and everything. What concerns me is for some folks who aren't building new houses, like I'm going to be the full owner, the first owner of our house someday. One of them say is, for some of us who are dealing with an older property, which is, you know, good framing and whatnot, needs a lot done to the outside, it's just going to, it's already going to be a heavy lift to get it the way we want it looking in terms of the outside. And just be patient with us. You know, I appreciate your understanding about the guidelines, about the landscaping, that you're going to, you know, you're allowed to have a potted plant. That's great. I'm just saying, be patient, because it's, for some of these older houses, it's already going to be a stretch. So I'm just saying, keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Andrew Harrison. I'm at the House 656. I appreciate the passion that you spoke with about the change in the island, but the reality is that there's no development. If you want the island to stay exactly pristine like it was in something else, but that's not going to happen. There are homeowners on the island that moved here for a reason. And the reason I can say that I moved here is not only the environment, which I would hope would maintain, but the environment that's safe for children to play in. So I want to digress a minute and talk about In the guidelines, it says all mulch that you must have a multiplier. A year ago, I did that. I did my entire yard. This last year, I've had to use all kinds of Roundup to keep out the weeds, the trees that come up, poison ivy. I just get to go out and get it. And if you don't take care of your yard, then you've got the rats. And, you know, that's just crazy. I appreciate you not liking what I can say.
Let me just we're just hearing from people. We're not having conversations.
So here's my suggestion. Okay. If you want to change to natural plants, and you're going to expect homeowners to make changes, and you don't get down quite as often as perhaps you would like to get down to the intensity. So if you're going to send letters out that certain things need improvement, certain things need change, my suggestion would be come up with a solution for people that can help resolve the problems if they need help resolving the problem. A lot of people have their own work groups. Or people that they've worked with for a long time. If there's a situation that you see that needs to be mediated, give us a name. Somebody who can go to that to get help. It's not always convenient to come down to nature.
Thank you very much. As an organization, we seldom, stage one, seldom send out a letter to anybody.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm Joe Groner, and back in my distant past, I was ARC chairman for 5 or 6 years. During the rather calm times compared to this, when the control of the ARC shifted from Ball Head Island Limited to the DHA. So I think I know a little bit about this particular situation. I find, based on what I've heard, these landscape guidelines to be well-intended, but as written, fully unacceptable. I've heard the word friendly from Andrea and Karen. It's not in there. I read it pretty closely. It is full of explicit, specific rules that, A, you can't enforce. I can't afford to have you enforce them. And B, people wouldn't allow you to. But in the big picture of things, the guidelines as written, which are the things you can come to me with and put a lien on my home, will do some things for Baldhead that are not at all good. It will certainly raise the cost of being a DHA property. It will raise the DHA tax that I have to pay for services that aren't helpful. And really, I don't see any value that it's added. It will further restrict the already too slow development of Baldhead Island. And, you know, the real nut to be cracked here is how do you inform it? How do you enforce it? Played golf the other day, 3 homes I passed had trees topped at about 15 feet. Some of them were on association land. Association land has phragmites. You're going to get rid of it? You're going to map it. You're going to, if you change anything, you're going to pay a certified surveyor to come in here and detail all the 1-inch diameter trees. I'd like to see it just for the land you want here. Because you'll change it eventually. And just remember, those of us in this room and others have to pay. Either that or you exempt yourself. And if you do that, that's the ultimate hypocrisy. I just wanted what's written to be totally off the mark. Cold and expensive, and I certainly do not and would not support it as written.
Everything around. And the reason that is being said that we need only to use that is they don't want any mulch brought in from anywhere else. Why don't they want any mulch brought in from anywhere else? Because of the ambrosia beetle, the black ambrosia beetle. At the present time, we have ambrosia beetle on the alum, the Asian ambrosia beetle. The sample I have here is a red thing. There are quite a bit of this around. The Asian ambrosia beetle is in it. The black ambrosia beetle isn't going to do much more to these trees than what the Asian is doing now. So they're not getting anything, they're not helping by eliminating any other mulch. You take the mulch out there and you put it on your yard, which we have used a lot of it. Right now you can't go out and get any because there's none left. So what do people do when they want to cover up a bare area around their houses? A lot of it's being used for driveways, for the construction. I've seen it being put in as fill places. So it's not really getting used as it should be. It's not being composted. So you have catgrass, which I don't care what anybody says, catgrass does grow up over everything and does kill other plants. It is taken over. It's necessary plant on the island. It helped build this island. But it's not helping when it comes into your yard. It is now all over the island, everywhere. Poison ivy. Any of this stuff goes into the mulch pile. It's ground up a little bit. It's not even ground up until after it's dried out. But all the seeds in there, even the pieces of poison ivy, get into your yard, and you're spreading it all over the island. Pine straw, there's nothing wrong with that. It may, in the long run, bring in the ambrosia beetle. So I'll pass that around if you want to look at it. That shows the ambrosia beetle. The Asian gets in the stems of the plant and kills it back. The black ambrosia beetle gets into the trunk, and you'll see cracks coming out when you have the black. There are about 10 different varieties of the ambrosia beetle. Six of them known to be in the United States. Reportedly, they did find some in North Carolina, the black ambrosia beetle. If it's going to come, it's going to come. By bringing in the mulch, it's going to make a difference. The dogwood, which is mentioned as a tree to plant on, has been virtually killed out on this island because of the Asian ambrosia beetle. People still plant them, and they keep dying. There's still some good ones on the island, but it's not a plant to be used to plant. There are several plants on there that you need smaller plants around the house. We've got wax myrtle, we've got Yopon holly. It's allowed. Yopon holly will get up 16, 18 feet. Wax myrtle will do the same. Somebody that's not here all the time come down, they've got to cut more than 1 inch on those trees to get them whacked back to where they should be. So there's no real low plant to use Yopon holly, which is the round ball. And deer are eating so much it don't matter. But you've got to have a diversified landscape. There has to be more plants. It is too restrictive the way it is. The $1,000 landscaping, anything under that, was a good guideline. But now, if they pass where any plant you bring on has got to be approved by Karen, she's going to have she'll have to have three assistants. So that is out. The 1 inch caliper is very out of line. That is supposed to be shown from the reading of the guidelines on every new landscape plan, every building that's supposed to be built. There's no way the surveyor is going to be able to do that. There's not enough room on the plan to show it. So that's asking for way too much. Even the 3 inch, I think, is too small. It should be 4 inch. Because a tree can grow up there 4 inches in a few years. So, and not being able to cut any out. There's a lot of people want to be able to use their property, walk around their property, and not get bit by spiders or have snakes, spider bites out in the woods. They're there. So there's some people, yes, they want to leave their property to grow up. Let them leave it grow up. But the person who wants to clear his property, let them clear, not the big trees. Be more definite on some of these bigger trees, the protection of some of these bigger trees. I see too many roots being tore up by builders tearing into the roots. That shouldn't be allowed. There should be more protection there. So it goes both ways. We have to have a more uniform idea on all that.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Russell. I live at 307 Wellhead Way. And I am on the board of state. I'm not for any decisions, but I am for multiple liaisons at ASP on the board. And I've been on the board for, I don't know, 100 years at least. But I was on the board during the transition from limited to property owners to approve our investments to get off the board, but they won't let us go. But I just thought it was useful to know the fact of the design guidelines with respect to the issue as well. The issue is not adopted them yet. We have pretty much the same document under review. It's a little bit more generous in terms of verbiage, so it's a little bit more additional descriptive manner in there. But our ASP took a look at it last meeting. They're still evaluating it, and of course, it's not adopted it. Those of you who live in the space too. I just thought that it's important to let you know that a great deal of thought is going into this. Trish Varma, who is served on our board, spent hours and hours on the bottom of this. And I think Karen was very modest about her role in enforcement. The work that has taken place on one site is Karen came on board, a major transition from limited to having the ARC under the tutelage of the board. She has improved the site work, engaged to establish the criteria. A lot of people work on the site with respect to her, and because of that, we felt that I feel she can do a lot of the enforcement that people are concerned with the difficulty to take care of. When we took over, the landscaping process, I think, was pretty much in a shambles. The typical plan was drawn right at the end of the process, and after a year or two of trying to build a house in Los Angeles, people typically would run out of money at the end, and the landscape plans would be less than spectacular. So I think landscaping plans is the final effort, but a lot of the work that we have, a lot has a lot to do with that. So I think there's more success than maybe we are currently where stage two is involved. And one thing I would say very, very adamantly is that stage two is still looking for input on the language. We've asked our ARC and our board members to help us massage the language. So maybe a lot of the concerns that have been voiced really could be dealt with if the language is somewhat massaged.
Anyone else?
The view they talk about in the Conservancy is 100% supportive of the effort. Chad Paul, still a new guy. I usually don't talk, usually don't come up and provide an opinion. A couple of things in context. Majority of the remaining land space the developer has will not be subject to landings. So the land that we have in stage two, the land that we have is left as open space, we haven't platted and done, we're not going to be subject to this. That's context. Now I would also say in context that I'm going to do what I've always done since I've got here, I'm going to go with the rural community. But as it relates to that undeveloped property, I'm sure your family's going to want to initial city to go ahead and put together all the ARB guidelines, put together everything on the ballpark island, and donate hundreds and hundreds of acres to preserve the island from the forest, it might have gone a different way. Not a fishing with Myrtle Beach or Oak Island, but it would have gone a different way. As it relates to those areas that are not developed, that we have not worked through, we will work with everybody on where we want to go on that. But I would tell you, we're probably going to go consistent with the guidelines that are in place prior to this change. I'll talk specific. Roundup, no roundup, all that stuff, you've got to do that. Okay? One of the things that I've learned being here in this island is all the things you're going to get done with the constituents, the village associations, there always seems to be this immediate reaction to create this grand plan to solve all one island. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. My secret to getting things done is find something we can get unified agreement on and work forward in that fashion. I don't believe that the current plan, we were involved, but from that meeting that we had everybody to what came out, I'm a bit, and the gentleman just spoke, it's a different ballgame. Specifically, you're going to be really busy because the 1-inch, 48-inch, there's just not enough manpower to power the deck. And we probably will have 100 lots on the island, stage one, stage two, be subject to that. You're not going to get a survey out there to do it. It's going to be one blind, giant black piece of paper to get it done. In terms of the canopy, I agree. There's too much of this. It's a shame. But I would say the existing guidelines and the existing folks could have prevented that. That's a shame. But that's not because we need new guidelines. They didn't get it, and they went through some kind of wiggle room hole without having a conversation with somebody. There's no way that person came, like they're supposed to, the association, to get permission to do anything. They just did that on a weekend, we woke up. That's a shame. The 1-inch, 48-inch rule is a non-starter. Unlike Ms. Oakley, I've been in the land development business a long time. I grew up here on the island in the 70s. Hate to say it, I drove around in one of the cars, probably buried under the whole nine. Okay? My dad did the original development in India with the Mitchells. You will get sued for the 1-inch, 48-inch. You're going to get sued, and it's not going to be the village like Oak Island, it's going to be the association. Because now you're talking about land use. Now you're talking about things that people bought property at the height of the market, wrote it all the way down, now they can't build their house. Again, the developer's okay, we've got 100 lots, we're going to work with everybody on that. But you're going to have a real problem. You recognize the anti-development. I get that. The developer supports it. We help create it. But I think that the document as it stands now is trying to solve too many things at one juncture. You've got people that are going to be for Roundup and not against Roundup, and people for the 48, you're going to have a problem.
Thank you. I love oleander, and I hesitated to put it on my property, which was completely fair when we bought our house. There were no trees, there was no nothing in my house. And I couldn't wait to get things that were really tall and colorful and beautiful. So I finally, my children got to be an age that I didn't have to worry about them picking flowers for me. My teenage years. And I planted oleander, only to learn that when you cut, not only are the plants, the flowers toxic, but the entire plant is toxic. And when you cut the plant, you have to prune it. You then have to clean your shears because the toxicity will then affect anything else you prune. So I am just here to request that oleander, as much as I love it, be culled from the lid of the vegetable plant. Because if that is being put in the mulch pile, I don't know what that toxicity is going to do. And I don't know that, but scientifically I do know every part of that lovely plan.
And thank you all for coming. We're about at our 2 o'clock limit. Is there anybody I missed that has something very brief to say?
How many things were? Because honestly, we just found out the other day. I didn't even know about the actual those that were put out. I think the line was posted. How do we get involved with that?
Are you? Are you getting our email blast on Friday? Because the email blast will have links to the new landscaping guide. They have links to all of this stuff. And basically, as we've been saying all along, this is a continuous process, and we've heard a lot we're going to digest, and we'd appreciate any more comments that you want to send us by email so that we can then have some of this stuff in writing, and we've taken notes on this so that we can move ahead and hopefully work towards the type of island that we all want 5-10 years from now, which would be our goal. Okay? Yes.
Right.